I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Next Tuesday, you know what you're supposed to do? Vote. I have a feeling that a lot of you are chomping at the bit to cast your ballots this year. That's what we're hearing.
I just recently became a United States citizen, literally on Halloween, so 2 days ago. And I already had in mind my first order of business was to go and vote here in North Carolina. I really wanted to do my part in this extremely important election.
That's another Marco speaking there. Marco Rosa. We'll hear more from him later. Marco was one of the people who responded to our call out this week, asking new U.S. citizens who are first-time voters this election season for their thoughts, your thoughts. We got some great responses. You can read some of them at theworld.org. Here's another one that came to us from Jo Huang Zollner, who is a first-time voter. She's originally from Taiwan. You got to vote in Taiwan when you lived there. I'm just curious, when you were growing up in Taiwan, what did voting mean to you? Did you think about the first time you'd be able to cast a vote?
Yeah, I remember it being a really big thing. We were told that every vote is sacred and you have to make your voice heard. Something that I find strange here is voting is on a weekday.
Tuesday is such a random day for an election. You moved to the U.S. in 2008, and there was a big and significant election that year. You were a permanent resident from 2012 into 2016, so unable to vote during those years. Tell me about your decision to become a citizen.
Well, I decided I wanted to become a citizen because of the election in 2016. Before that, I was just a permanent resident. I didn't really have a strong urge to become a citizen. I just felt like everything's working, everything's fine. I don't think you all need just one vote from me. But after the election in 2016, I remember distinctly that night I was like, I have to do something. And the first thing I can do was just put in my application for citizenship. And I did that the very next week. And I was determined to make sure that I get my citizenship and vote in all of the elections.
So with the unexpected turn of events in 2016, did you see something at stake for you, Joe, like personally, if you didn't have the right to vote the next time around?
I did see something personal. I am an immigrant, and this administration is not pro-immigrant, whether it's my fellow immigrants, my fellow minorities. It just didn't sit well with me to not participate. So in order to be in the discussion, in order to be in the conversation, I feel like I need to participate.
I mean, I'm guessing there are new arrivals in this country who will probably vote next Tuesday for the first time, and they'll vote a Republican ticket straight down the line. Would that surprise you?
Honestly, at this point, I'm not really surprised at anything anymore. They all say, like, make America great, but immigrants are what makes America great. Like, immigrants and slaves built this country. Everyone has their right to vote for whoever they want. But for me, voting Republican would not be advocating for myself or immigrants such as myself.
So we were trading emails earlier this week setting up this interview, and you wrote, America needs to wake up and learn from the rest of the world, and I hope my vote will help. So will you try to do anything more to wake up Americans other than casting your vote?
Oh, absolutely. Since 2016, I've found this need to advocate for myself and for immigrants and for minorities and for people who are disenfranchised in this country. I guess is my way of doing my part.
Joe, are you voting next Tuesday or did you do early voting?
I did early voting. I actually went the first day of early voting, 7 a.m., showed up at the polls and casted my early vote.
Job done. Joe Huang Zollner, originally from Taiwan, a first-time voter, already done it. Thanks for being with us, Joe. Really good to talk.
Thank you so much, Marco.
We asked, you answered. We wanted the thoughts of those of you who immigrated to the U.S. and are going to vote for the very first time next Tuesday. We got some great feedback. You heard some of it earlier, and we've got more. Pudmini Thulipala wrote us to say she was eligible to become an American citizen nearly 30 years ago, but she didn't want to give up citizenship in her home country. Last year, though, that changed. She got her U.S. citizenship. Pudmini writes, I am excited to cast my first ever vote in next week's midterm election. I've never voted anywhere before. Miguel in Miami also answered our call. This is my second vote in America, he wrote. Wait, this is a trick answer. Miguel continues, I got to vote on Sunday for the Brazilian election, and on Tuesday I voted early in the midterm election. Though it's compulsory to vote in Brazil, he writes, I still consider the right to vote as a right that must be exercised. No argument here. And here's what we heard from new voter Marco Rosa in North Carolina. He's very excited about taking part in the midterms.
I voted in Italy when I was living in Italy. I voted as an absentee in some Swiss elections. In Italy, it was all paper ballots and a pencil. The precinct captains actually open up each vote and count it and then send in a result to the centralized area where the votes are counted. I've always been a strong believer that voting is not just a right, but a duty. So to me, it meant really doing my part, whether my candidates or my parties would win or lose. At least I did share the sentiment of like-minded people. I just recently became a United States citizen, literally on Halloween, so 2 days ago. And I swore allegiance to the United States of America, proudly, I must say. And I already had in mind my first order of business was to go and vote here in North Carolina. I really wanted to do my part in this extremely important election. The feeling was great. It was a feeling of satisfaction. There were some names on the ballot of people that I wasn't particularly fond of. And to be able to vote against that candidate was really a feeling of empowerment. I was so happy to say, okay, I did it. You know, I had my sticker. I walked out of there elated. I really like the fact that here, every year there's an election. Every year you have an opportunity to have your say in how your state or federal government works.
Marco Rosa there in Raleigh, North Carolina. If you are also a new U.S. citizen and are voting for the first time here in the U.S., we want to hear from you too. What does voting in the 2018 midterm election mean to you? And how does it compare with voting in another country? Send us an email to myworld@theworld.org. Again, that's myworld@theworld.org.